Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When it came time for me to retire, I was terrified. What would I do with my empty days, my unattained goals, my hard-earned skills? The answer? Not much. I chose instead to enjoy life. I don't think our outgoing president will see it that way. He won't even admit he's retiring on January 20th. So what's he going to do after that? Here are some possibilities. 1. Get reelected. He's expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign any day now. That might scare away other Republican hopefuls. But he'll be 78 by then, and he's not in such great shape now. Besides, he's officially a loser, with lots of rivals. Ain't gonna happen. 2. Go to jail. He's under investigation in New York. Could also face federal charges. Of course, rich white guys rarely get prison time. He'll probably walk. 3. Start a TV network. He's mad at Fox News for telling the truth, and he'd probably love to have a right-wing media empire of his own in cable or online. But that would take money, and he may not have enough. Besides, running a media company involves work. He'd rather play golf. 4. Become a golf pro. Hey, he's already club champion at his own courses, even some he's never played. He enjoys the sport. This way, he could enjoy it even more. 5. Make money. The outgoing president loves to have rallies, and he'll probably start charging admission. He'll also make well-paid speeches, endorse products, and maybe sell things online. You know, vitamins, gold coins, MAGA hats. He could also try to retain control, or rather regain control, of his real estate empire. His kids have been in charge for 4 years now. Ever seen the HBO series Succession? This could be even better. 6. Go bankrupt. He's done it before. Now he's facing $1 billion in debt. His biggest creditor, Deutsche Bank, wants to dump $340 million of that on the secondary market. So far, no takers. 7. Face me. With no demand for that debt, the price will likely plunge. If I can buy some of it for pennies on the dollar, the former president would have to pay up or negotiate a settlement with guess who? I look forward to our talks, for which we'll both have plenty of time. After all, we'll be retired. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.